Yang Ting is a tourist from Beijing. She is among the numerous visitors who consider the St. Paul's Cathedral as a must-see in Macau.
I definitely want to see the ruins of St. Paul's Cathedral when visiting Macau, since it is an integral part of its historic center. I also have plans to walk around the whole historic areas, including the Mandarin's House and Dom Pedro V Theater.
The latest stats from the World Travel and Tourism Council suggests that tourism industry accounted for over 43% of Macau's whole GDP in the year of 2014. Tri Sai An, chief executive of Macau, says the special administrative region, once a key hub of the ancient maritime Silk Road, is now ready to grasp the golden opportunity provided by the Belt and Road Initiative.
Based on the SAR government's initial research, we decided to prioritize Macau's tourism and cultural sectors joining the Belt and Road Initiative. On one hand, Macau is a world-renowned tourism destination. On the other, Macau is well known for its rich historical and unique culture.
In November, the initiatives, namely the Silk Road Economic Belt and the 21st Century Maritime Silk Road, have for the first time appeared in the Macau's SAR Chief Executive's policy address. Proposed by Chinese President Xi Jinping in 2013, it aimed at reviving the ancient trade routes that span Asia, Africa, and Europe. Apart from the traditional areas, the SAR government is also exploring the potential to incorporate its conference and exhibition industry into the new initiatives. Data from a new industry report suggests Macau's exhibition industry ranks the top among all places in Asia last year, with its exhibition sales surging 38% year-on-year. Liu Guanghua, the executive of Macau's Trade and Investment Promotion Institute, elaborates.
In recent years, many renowned international hotels and integrated resorts have set up their branches in Macau one after another, providing venues for different types of conferences and exhibition projects. In the last 5 years, Macau hosted over 1,000 conferences and exhibitions annually. At the same time, several local events, including Macau International Trade and Investment Fair, have become the internationally recognized fairs.
Meanwhile, Tri Sai An says Macau is currently forging closer ties with the Portuguese-speaking countries along the Belt and Road by taking advantage of its Portuguese dialect and unique location.
We have not only actively involved in various international organizations and also enhanced cooperation with countries along the Belt and Road initiatives. Recently, we are planning to deepen communications with East Timor, given our historical friendship and long-term cooperative relations with the southeastern nation.
On December 20th, 1999, the Chinese government resumed the exercise of the sovereignty over Macau. Since then, Macau has given full play to its role of a bridge and service platform between the Chinese mainland and Portuguese-speaking countries. For CRI, I'm Wang Mongzhen.